If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and we get to say hello to Richard Roper.
Hi, Wendy. You know, during the break, we just were talking about our respective tattoos, and I immediately thought of Bob because he would have said, hey, save that for the air. Because everything, that's how my relationship with Bob has been for 35 years. You know, he's a big Cubs fan. I'm a big Sox fan. He'd pick me up in a sensible car, which looked like it, you know, no food wrappers or anything had ever been in there.
Right.
We'd go to the Cubs Sox game, and about the third inning, we'd be talking, oh, we should have talked about that on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fine. So we should have talked about that on the air, but we got other stuff to talk.
We do, and this is sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design, development, and digital marketing agency. All right, so you are going to talk about movies in the park.
You know, it's interesting, Wendy, because every year, so the movies in the park, and it's the 21st year, and it's such a cool program. But every year, when you're watching your local TV news, whether it's GN or ABC 7 or whatever, they always say the movies in the park, and they show Millennium Park, which is a great showcase, and it's cool. I actually got to introduce a couple of movies there. I would introduce like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and then I would tweet, "Hey, 37,000 people greeted me at Millennium Park today." Didn't mention the fact there was also a movie. But what I wanted to do was highlight the fact that there are we know that there are so many parks in Chicago, and people have their own neighborhood parks. And one of the cool things, I know I sound like Nicole Kidman talking about the glory of movies, but this is...
Your legs aren't as nice.
No, and she's a little taller. But we've had the same work done, and that's another topic. Save it for the show. Save it for another time. I love Nicole, by the way. I'll tell you that.
Who doesn't?
Story. But anyway, but the cool thing is, if you're in different neighborhoods, you'll walk by a smaller park and you'll see a sign saying this movie's coming. So I wanted to just highlight some of the movies that are coming this summer, and think about this: these are all movies that you'd see in an outdoor setting. You can have the blankets out. Sometimes it's a family film. Sometimes it's something more you'd go with adults. But like, for example, E.T. the Extraterrestrial is playing at Buttercup Park, which is up at 4901 North Sheridan, on June 14th. Now, think about seeing E.T., 1982 film. Magical movie, but as someone who, as you know, I love movies so much, I love the idea of people watching movies that came out way before they were born. Black Panther's going to play at Eckhart Park. The Sandlot, one of the great baseball movies of all time,
yep,
which also has probably the greatest fireworks scene of all time near the end, is going to be playing at Churchill Field Play Lot. That's at 1825 North Damon. The Goonies is going to be playing at Norwood Park. Rudy? Come on.
Yeah.
Although Rudy, they're playing July 28th. I think if they played it in September, it'd even be better to get ready for football. But even like Casablanca is playing at Portage Park. Wicked is playing. They're actually going to do a sing-along version of Wicked. Because, you know, when Wicked came out, there was this big to-do because some of these Wicked, I don't know what you call them, Wicked heads? Wickedites?
I don't know.
Something, you know, witchies? Whatever. I don't know what they're called. But they wanted to sing along to all the songs. So then they started doing sing-along only. So they're going to do a sing-along. And this is probably my favorite. This is going to be at Buttercup Park. On September 13th, they're going to be showing Jaws.
Oh, it's the 50th anniversary?
It's the 50th. Actually, it's the 50th anniversary. I think I want to say June 25th, 1973. And Jaws is a movie, you know, Steven Spielberg was like 27 years old when
Good
he made
Lord.
That thing. And it was a film that did very well and was a big hit. But over the years, people have come to really recognize it as a classic. And the way it's influenced so many other scary films, because the key in Jaws was not seeing the shark. When we finally saw the shark, it was all that, you know, that opening scene where the girl goes skinny dipping and she kind of bops up and down a couple of times. And of course, the great soundtrack. But I really love the idea of younger people seeing these movies, and because people are so quick to say, oh, you know, movies are dead. They're not. You know, the fact that there are so many movies playing in the park, at various parks across Chicago, is a cause for celebration, I think.
And it is fun if people, you just have to be nice to one another, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I worry about, you know, with these movies in the park.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned it, because I sometimes have held my breath just hoping, and I've never seen, I hope this stuff never does happen, but like even at Millennium Park, everybody's into it. One of the cool things I like to do, because I usually have seen the movie once or twice, when the movies, if it's the Blues Brothers or Ferris Bueller, they like to, or The Fugitive, I like to walk around the outskirts of the park and watch the people watching the movie. And it does remind you that there's still something. It should be communal. It should be cool. And yeah, in the park, you're going to probably have a little more chatter than you should have at, you know, the AMC theater. Right. If you're talking at a movie and I'm there, you know, I have a team of security that will carry. You'll never be heard from again. But people, by and large, they're into it. And I love that, too. I did a series of screenings at Soho House in Chicago pre-COVID where I would pick out movies. And it's a younger crowd. And I used to like to sit in the back row. And in fact, I showed them Jaws about, I think it might have been the 45th or 40th anniversary. And I said, show of hands. Who has seen this movie? Not a single person in the crowd.
Wow.
And watching them react to the moments we know are coming, it's really cool. It's really fun.
That is such a great movie. And we were taking a vacation to Cape Cod that summer.
Oh,
we were going to drive there. And I already decided I was not going in the water. And then we got in a car accident on the way there and never made it to Cape Cod. So I don't know which was better.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. And I always remind people that and I don't usually get political, but just remember the fact that Mayor Larry Vaughn, who's the worst mayor in the history of American mayors, had the little anchor on his jacket and kept saying, that's fine, we'll keep the beaches open. We lost the Kittner boy. In Jaws 2, he was still the mayor. He got reelected.
Yeah.
How did he get reelected?
I don't know. Speaking of Dalton.
Yeah. Well, you know what? At least we've had a change in the rankings. You know, the Billboard charts? We got a new number one now. In terms of people who are from Dalton. So,
right.
And it's not me.
It used to be you.
It's Leo. Well, you know what? I always say Jane Lynch is way up there, too,
from
Glee
true.
And everything. But Pope Leo the 14th, that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. I'm Brookfield's favorite daughter, and they don't know that. I'm the only one that says it.
That sounds like a streaming series on Hulu. Brookfield's favorite daughter. She ran away from home, but now she's back to cause trouble. She's Brookfield's favorite daughter.
Great to see you.
Thanks so much, Wendy.
And nice to hear you back on WGN with Bob Surratt, who will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.